Our scripture for today is taken from the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew. I invite you to open up your Bibles or the pew Bibles in front of you to the Gospel of Matthew. Now, some of you may not be aware of where Matthew is. Let's help him out. Is Matthew in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. So turn to the back, small portion of your Bible. And that would be the New Testament, and the very first book in the New Testament is the book of Matthew. So I invite you to open up your Bibles, or pew Bibles, to Matthew chapter 28. We will begin reading at verse 16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw Him, they worshipped Him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Before I get started this morning, something I forgot to mention at the beginning of the service that I wanted you all to be aware of. Two things. Number one, if you look behind, well, for some of you, behind you and up, you'll see the lights that we are considering getting. And that was our test subject right there, and it has gone well so far. And so that is the light that we will be replacing these with. And so if you would like to contribute to that, we invite you to do so. They are right there. I believe they're $500 a piece. So maybe two or three of you want to come together and do that. Several have been purchased already by different individuals in the church, but you're more than welcome to do that so that we can light up this place even more than it already is. Second thing, we need to recognize some folks that, you know, the Family Fun Festival that was right out here, what an amazing, amazing event. And I just think there were a lot of people that helped with that. And I just want to lift up the leaders real quick. And I think probably a couple of them wore themselves out because I don't see them here this morning. And that's Ray and Debbie Chapin. We need to make sure. Oh, there's Debbie back there. I'm used to you sitting right here. So, and Ray Cohen and Chanda right there. Chanda, excuse me, our neighbor's Chanda, isn't it? Chanda Miller, and who am I missing? Carol Fry. Carol Fry. So would all of you wave your hands so people can see who you are? They are the organizers. What a great and awesome success it was, giving people another opportunity to hang out together as a family and have good eats, right? And have a lot of fun. And so thank you all very much. Gave out a lot of food, huh? 600 invitations, praise God. Well, over the last several weeks, we've been getting back to the basics. Is my arm going to fall off now? We have been getting back to the basics. And this entire series has been based on the words of the Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 12. Love from the center of who you are. Don't fake it. Let's repeat this, but let's make it personal. Love from the center of who I am, okay? Let's all say this together. Love from the center of who I am. Don't fake it. Let's do it again. Love from the center of who I am. Don't fake it. We also used a quote of Richard Foster as a springboard out of his book, Celebration of Discipline. And that quote is this: superficiality is the curse of our age. The desperate need of today is not for greater number of intelligent people or gifted people, but for deep people. And so from those two, the scripture and the quote, we began a journey of trying to understand how to grow deeper, how to feel more at peace in our own lives, in all the areas of our lives. And as we have journeyed through this series, we have looked at ways not only to get back to basics in our faith, such as prayer and Bible study, devotional time, time alone with God,